This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. There have been more than 207,000 COVID-19 related deaths, with more than 3 million infections globally. In the United States, more than 55,000 people have died, with nearly 1 million infections. Italy, Spain, Germany, and Switzerland are among the countries in Europe starting to gradually wind down restrictions. Not so in Britain, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it was still too risky. He's back at work Monday after recovering himself from COVID-19. Speaking outside his Downing Street residence a month and a day since testing positive for the virus, which threatened his life, Johnson compared the disease to a street criminal that the British people had wrestled to the floor, quote, "I ask you to contain your impatience because I believe we are coming now to the end of the first phase of this conflict, and in spite of all the suffering, we have so nearly succeeded," end quote. More U.S. states prepare to ease coronavirus restrictions this week, despite continued warnings from health experts that there is still too little diagnostic testing. Colorado, Mississippi, Minnesota, Montana, and Tennessee were set to join several other states in reopening businesses. This without the means to screen systematically for infected people who may be contagious but asymptomatic, and to trace their contacts with others they might have exposed. Many merchants are worried about returning to work, but are doing so anyway because they need the money. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says 367 more people have died from the coronavirus in the state. Governor Cuomo, during his daily news conference Sunday, called the number horrific, but it was less than half the daily number recorded at the height of the health crisis. He also reported the number of hospitalizations topped 1,000 Saturday, but was still falling from the day before. From Washington, this is VOA News.